often throughout the year we'll have people come to our farm that maybe have never been to a farm before. And it's fun during harvest because one of the first things people say when they hop up in a combine is, wow, there's air conditioning in here. And the lack of what's going on in those machines is just kind of extraordinary. When we're combining right now, we're hooked to the internet four different ways. And the amount of data that we use, we're on wireless plans where we're doing like 125 gig a month on all the stuff that we're transferring back and forth so we can monitor what's happening in our fields, monitor our yields. Right now, we have iPads in a lot of our equipment, and everything's wireless, moving wireless, so they Bluetooth to your equipment. You put little pucks, little devices on your tractors. It wirelessly transmits everything to the iPad. So as you're harvesting, you can record all your information, you take that back, and then you make your prescriptions off of there. So if you have a very high yielding part of your field, you can put your inputs down accordingly. If you have a lower, maybe on a hilltop where it's not as a good water holding capacity, you can drop your seeding rate down, drop your fertility down, so you're not putting money into the field where you won't get the return out of it. A lot of these things, they take a lot of data, they take a lot of know-how to make them work. The technology is a huge part of what we're doing. It's also one of the most frustrating parts. When they don't work, trying to get our equipment manufacturers to make things so they're compliant to each other. That's really a big struggle right now, trying to make things so they go back and forth in both ways. But technology, I think we're on the edge of a curve where it's just going to take off. When you start looking into the future, where things are going to go, they have autonomous tractors that are not too far away. I'm excited as heck about getting an autonomous tractor. I kind of have one this year. We run two planters, and the guy that runs our second planter, I run one, and another guy runs the other. Well, Mike had to be gone, so I had my dad run it, and so we'd get to the field and I would set the GPS, get everything right, so he'd just have to drive to the end of the field and turn around, and then I'd get in the other one, move it, get it all set up, and by then he'd have the first one done and he'd move to that one, so all he did was drive back and forth all day long, and I got to move planters from field to field. It kind of felt like a lot like having an autonomous tractor, but they'd be a lot less ornery to deal with. But looking forward, technology is going to be kind of limitless on what we do. I think that we're going to need to be. The only way to be successful farming right now is to be efficient. Everyone's doing a good job. Everyone's managing what they're doing. But the only ones that are really going to make it are the ones that are being the absolute most efficient they can be right now. And I don't think you're going to get there without taking advantage of all the technology you can.